بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we started a new chapter, باب في النهي عن البدع ومحدثات الأمور. بدع is actually the plural of بدعة. بدعة literally means إيجاد. إيجاد means to introduce something new. So that is the literal translation of بدعة, to introduce something new. But in Sharia, بدعة has a more confined meaning, a more restricted meaning. It means to introduce something in Islam, in deen, that's not part of deen. So it's not just introducing something new. We gave the example of in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no vehicles, there was no aeroplanes. So doesn't mean now we introduce vehicles into the society, that becomes a bid'ah, because that's not something as part of deen. That's something part of person's daily use, the daily needs. So there's no harm at all to introduce something new. Person makes it easy, he's got a gate, now he's got to make it electronic, he press a button, the gate opens. All this was not there in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are new things, but there is no harm, because it's not in deen, in Islam. The problem with bid'ah is when it is introduced in deen. For example, Fajr Azan, Muazzin says, As-salatu khayrun minan nawm. Salat is better than sleep. Now somebody thinks to himself, let's add some more things to this, that salah is better than nawm. He says, okay, let's add to the azan, As-salatu khayrun minan nawm wal-fulus wal-malabis. Salah is better than sleep, salah is better than money, salah is better than clothing. He adds it to part of the azan. So now he's introducing something new inside deen that wasn't part of deen. Now this is what you call bid'ah. Now this is something that is very, very serious. From today's hadith we'll see that where the source or the seriousness of this comes is from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warning us. This hadith and the other hadith also. So today's hadith, and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa raddun muttafaqun alayh. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever introduces into our deen, into our religion, that which is not part of it, it will be rejected. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَهُوَ رَدٌّ, it will be rejected. In other words, Allah ta'ala has made it such, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. Allah ta'ala has made it such, Allah Pak himself mentions in the Quran, that today I have completed your deen and I have perfected your religion for you. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, and I have perfected my favor upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, and I'm happy as Islam to be your deen, to be your religion. So Allah Ta'ala himself is saying that I've perfected your deen. So there isn't any need now to add any more perfection to it, to add any more words to it, to increase it. So here this is a very great important lesson, that what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come with, what Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, what the Sahaba have agreed upon collectively, and what the A'immah Mujtahideen have told us, that this is what we have to do, then we are happy to do that. We don't feel that there's something short in deen, there's something missing here, we need to add something. We are happy, we just do it, this is what we are taught. Otherwise what will happen? Ulama give an example of a person that has got a bird. So one person has got a bird, and now one family member says, you know what, let me clip the wings. So he clips the wings from this side, and then he feels that it, let's create some balance, and he clips the wings from that side. Another family member also said that this is such a nice bird, let us try and prune it, take care of it, try and cut its nails, cut its wings. So by the time each family member wants to do something to that poor bird won't even be able to fly also. It won't have any feathers left also. Why? Because everyone wants to clip, everyone wants to adjust, everyone wants to amend that bird. So similarly, ulama explained that our deen is perfect. If every person feels we need to amend, we need to adjust, we need to change, then what will be left of our deen? So therefore you'll find even in the hadith kitabs, the muhaddiseen are so careful that if they find that one nuskha means one print of the kitab, one version of the kitab has a word that maybe a dot is missing. In Arabic we know that, for example, if you got the word or the letter ba, if you have it written with two dots under, it becomes a ya. Or a jim, the letter jim, you look at it, instead of the dot being in the center, the dot being on the top, so the jim now becomes a kha. Or if the jim, the dot is missing, it is a ha. So sometimes the word written like that without the dot can change the meaning of the word, because now you got a different letter. So in one print it's got it with the dot, one print got it without the dot. So they won't add the dot themselves. then make a sign on the side, a nuskha sign, like a noon sign, and on the side in the margin they'll write there that one print got it written like this, one print got it, how we got it. So in other words, to show that there's different prints with different words, but they won't even alter the word of the hadith. That maybe this was the actual word that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. How can we even alter by putting one extra dot? They won't even do that. They'll put a note in the margin to say that this was another print got. So like that you'll find in the hadith kitab, many words in the margin that are like that. So careful they were that we mustn't add anything, we mustn't subtract anything from the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore we also will be very careful that from our side we don't introduce anything into deen. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.